AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning, March the 19th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Joined today, of course, with Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today, Bad Bob?
Doing okey-doke. Beautiful morning and starting to get a little lighter once again, so we're not all stumbling about in the dark on the way to work.
Tomorrow is?
Wednesday.
And? And? First day of spring.
Really? Let me look that up.
I'll have to check.
Okay,
maybe I should check that.
I don't know, but you both sound like you have allergies.
Well, you know, I think tomorrow the sheriff's on, and I thought that was the first day of spring.
Oh,
I think first day of spring was last week.
Nope.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Okay,
let's look it up.
Let's bet a paycheck on this. Okay, all right, and of course, though.
Good morning,
Linda Bott.
Well,
seeing your parents off yesterday.
Yes, my mom and dad came in. It's really nice to still, you know, my parents are able, you know, I mean, they're able to get in the car and drive. And, you know, my mom's going to be 80 this year. My dad's going to be 82 my dad's going to be 82. And they're spry.
They're very spry. He helped me fix the barbecue.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't get to see them like I used to, obviously. You know, they live in Sacramento, but it was nice. So they came up, and we had the great honor, I feel, of seeing Laura Bush and hearing Laura Bush. And all I can say, and I want to share with our listeners, I'm sure Carl talked about it yesterday, but I probably have a different perspective. It's nice to see somebody who is a great role model. I'm not sure in our society today with show business, and many politicians and their wives, you just don't see this kind of, this elegance, she's like somebody you can come up and talk to. She's gracious. She is a lady. It's something to aspire to be as gracious as this woman. And, that's how it struck me. It was absolutely delightful. Like, we were in her living room. Nothing about it felt phony or pretentious. And just the way that she carried herself was, for me, something that will stay with me for the rest of my life.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that it meant that much to you. You know, I thought, you know, when she answered those questions at the end that they were prepared questions, but they weren't. Those are ones they had taken from the crowd earlier that day. So, I mean, so she was right on top of everything. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo Advisors Fire Market Minute. Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 47 points at 14,499. The S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1,555. And the NASDAQ is positive 9 at 3,247. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 30 cents at $12.86 and Nokia up 7 cents at $3.42. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 1 penny at $17.34 and Pepsi is up 18 cents at $76.86. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 3.16%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 4 cents at $94.15. Gold is down $1.40 at $1,633. $3.20, and silver is down 5 cents at $28.81. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 if you want the latest in what's happening and just being able to talk to some people that you can trust. And or head on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are. Linda, the weather real quick, and then we've got to take a break, and we have Ruth Angel waiting on the other side.
Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, we have, 50% chance of rain today, and mostly cloudy with a high near 66 is where we're heading. And we've got about 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon as far as the winds are concerned, and tonight rain with temperatures around 53. Weather is always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. We've got a lot to cover this Tuesday morning here on KCNR 1460. See you on the other side.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Honey, did you hear something? Honey?
She can't hear me.
Who are you?
I'm the voice of all the money you've been losing by wasting water. Leaking toilet flappers can waste gallons of water and cost you a chunk of change.
So if I just fix my leaky toilets, I can keep all that money?
Well.
Hey, honey, I'm gonna go fix the toilet. No sense in flushing away our money.
Learn how to save money and save water at the free Water Smart Workshop, sponsored by the City of Reading Water Utility, on Wednesday, March 20th at City Hall. Learn how to change a toilet flapper, read your water meter, check for irrigation leaks, and more. Drop into the River Conference Room anytime between 11 and 4 and join us in celebrating Fix a Leak Week. A free residential Be Water Smart kit will be available for the first 250 households. This Water Smart Workshop is brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
That means that's Carl was correct.
Welcome back.
I feel like you're marching in with your spear.
KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North States. And when together, both of you, when is the first day of spring?
Spartacus meets the good, bad, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay, now both of you together.
The vernal equinox will take place at
vernal.
Yes, the vernal equinox will take place 7:02 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Wednesday, March 20th.
Excuse me, and what day is that?
Wednesday, March 20th.
Do you love it? Wait,
is that tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
The Integrity Project.
Good morning, Project. Carl and Linda, how are you?
You know what? Ruth, I'm feeling really good because I'm correct, and they aren't. You know?
You're correct.
Yeah, I was right, and they were wrong. And
well,
so,
you know, that's what it's become. It's become about right fighting, hasn't it?
It is.
That's right. You know what? And the thing about it is when you're correct as many times as I am, you know, when you're...
You must be feeling a little victorious dance this morning.
Well, you know, I'm a little actually, I kind of go both ways. I really feel that doing the right fighting thing, if you've ever heard an old couple bicker and argue, one's always the right fighter. What does that do? It really puts people off.
Yeah, it does.
And then it starts to affect you because you're like, you know, if you just would do this, you would just be fine and live another 50 years together. And I kind of see it that way. I just last year we had asked the county to use some common sense here, and it all started with a phone call to KCNR when someone said, why are they fighting like this? And I said, I don't know. Let's ask. And it just came down to really understanding that at this point it's become an issue between almost a couple of people, or that, excuse me, that's what it seems like, that it's just a battle between right fighters, and there has to be a point where someone says to the public and looks at the public's good and the good of the public, and they say, you know, we could, let's put it all out on the table and try to figure this out, because there's going to be a point of no return, and that's not going to fare very well. People aren't going to like the fact that this didn't get settled when it could have been settled, and if it gets to a point where it can't be, then, you know, everybody's a loser. It's a lose-lose situation as it is, but it's even going to be worse. And I think that people will start to hold people responsible for how this got too far. And
frankly,
we're talking about the Anselmo injunction. They survived it, and employees are still working there, and contractors are still working there. And I can tell you, I was out there. I saw the building that they're building, and it's beautiful, and it's gone beyond... it's just a beautiful building, and they were doing what they thought was right, and after, I guess, 60 days, it becomes, of paying their permits and fees, it becomes something that they can do, and you're not going to have credible contractors going against the law and doing the things that aren't right, so...
Well, these are, and you know, the thing about it is for the amount of money they're spending monthly, we could have two more sheriff's deputies, according to somebody high up in the county that knows about these things. And, you know, so the question is which one of the supervisors is going to stand up and say, you know what, I think we can settle this by keeping out of court. And let's just stand up like a bunch of adults and just say, enough, let's figure this out.
Well, exactly, and that's the.
But which supervisor is going to do that? That's the question. Which supervisor is going to give direction and to get the other ones and just say, "Hey, you know what? Let's solve this. Let's just stop this." And if he's got a permit problem, let's fix it. And whatever.
I asked the question a few months ago: who's going to be the hero? And that's, and I feel that someone. On the board, maybe two, maybe three.
It's going to take three of them.
Yeah, stand up and be a hero and end this for the good of the community. I think there are more people out there that really feel this is a common sense issue, and if you have at least one party willing to sit down at the table, then be the other party willing to sit down at the table and say, how can we solve this and just end it? I just feel that there are enough people on both sides that are willing to play, and somebody needs to step up and be a hero and end it.
Well, so. You know what, you know, and so, you know, I was thinking, that this has been going on for 4 years. If somebody had stood up 4 years ago, you know, you need to ask who was around there 4 years ago that could have just said, wait a minute. You know what, and if they want to put it up onto, and some will find, then say, fine, we are willing to, you know, we're willing to settle this and throw it back into RC's court and let him react to it. But right now that they're spending thousands and thousands of dollars, they've lost every injunction. They have lost every motion. They've lost it all. Every time now it's come back to the county, where it started, where it should have stayed. It was the county that threw it up to the federal courts. The only thing federal that's gone forward is a civil rights case when he said, you don't have a right to tell me not to build a chapel for my own private use. So, but now you've got something big going, but we're going to take a quick break, and you're going to talk about it as soon as we get back. Okay, Ruth?
Okey-doke.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaum.
This is Carl Bott.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination. Getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Join us for the 19th annual Shasta College Athletic Celebrity Dinner and Auction at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Friday, March 22nd, 2013. This year's special guest is Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Walton. Bill played for legendary UCLA coach John Wooden, where he was voted one of the best players in the history of college basketball and went on to star in the NBA for the Portland Trailblazers and Boston Celtics. He is currently a commentator for both college and professional basketball telecasts. Come and enjoy a great evening with a fabulous dinner plus live and silent auctions. Tickets and table reservations can be made by contacting the Shasta College Athletic Office at 530-242-7592 or come by in person. All of the proceeds from this important event will help give over 350 Shasta College student athletes a great experience representing our 17 intercollegiate sport programs. It's better on the river.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, back. Back to back here, 7:22 in the morning. We are so glad to be here, Carl and Linda Bott. This is the 19th. Tomorrow's first day of spring, 19th of March. On the phone, we have Ruth Angel. Let's get back to our call. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. And, you know, this whole daylight savings time has thrown me way off, and to get up in the dark, I don't know, I wasn't ready for it, and you know, as soon as the sun comes out, I get up, and I'm ready to go.
Hey, Ruth, the reason you're calling in today is you have a rally going today.
We're going to meet at 8 o'clock, so before the Board of Supervisors meeting, on the courthouse step, or just near the courthouse steps in front of the supervisor chamber. We're holding a rally in support of the Anselmo Vineyards and the employees and contractors who kept their jobs, and just supporting the folks there, and asking, you know, going to go into the board meeting asking the questions that we just talked about, being able to use common sense here, and is it time to sit down at the table? Are we beyond the point where we can't do that? And just talk to the board about using some common sense here. I heard Doug McConnell last night. He made a comment and used a quote, and I'll say it now because I think it's really relevant here in Shasta County. It talked about, he said, you can be informed and responsible or ignorant and reliant. And that just said a lot to me because I'm thinking the same thing here. as people get more informed, they become more responsible and they stand up to things like this. I mean, obviously there are other structures out there that the county didn't apply the same rules that they're applying to Anselmo Vineyards. And so it's time to stop the selective enforcement and these endless corrections by county staff and get this thing over with and done. It's a beautiful place and a beautiful place to have dinner, hold weddings, and that type of thing. It's just gorgeous out there.
We're going to have RC on here in about 10 minutes. But the thing is that for the Integrity Project, it wasn't for Anselmo when you started this.
No, it's not. It's developed from a grassroots effort throughout the county. The Churn Creek Bottom, the Elk Trail River Trail, the Elk Trail Water Project. It was a combination of all these grassroots efforts to try to see past the, just beyond their issues. And there are lots of issues, a lot of water issues. See beyond these issues and see if we couldn't come up with some practical and common sense approaches to settle some of this stuff and basically get the county to provide more outreach to the public.
Well, you know, two of the main parts of the litigation, Glenn Hawes and Russ Maul, Glenn Hawes was a supervisor, chose not to run, and Russ Maul chose to retire. So that, you know, you would think that there could be some changes that way. However, Rick Simon, who was his number two man, which I don't know that much about Rick, was chosen to be head of the resource management division, and you still got the same people there. I would hope that you know people would want to say is that look, we're here to help the county, we're here to help the residents, the ones that pay the salaries of everybody there, including the supervisors who are being paid to do that job.
Well, exactly, and I think that he has an opportunity to get in front of people. He has an opportunity to walk into businesses to say, "How can we help you?" There's a huge opportunity there, and it will be up to him whether or not he decides to jump off the ledge and be a part of this community and reach out to everyone. I think the Integrity Project has made a point of building, and we have over 500 supporters now, and we're going to be in each of the supervisors' districts to try to understand and bring these problems and issues to light, so that they can be dealt with and that people become informed and people know what's going on.
Have any of the supervisors met with y'all?
They have not. Bill Chappelle has come to one of our meetings to learn about the Integrity Project. I haven't had an opportunity to speak with Pam Giacomini. She was on vacation, but the other three, because of the lawsuit, they wanted to they didn't want to talk with the Integrity Project because of the lawsuit. So.
But it had nothing to do, but the Integrity Project doesn't have anything to do with the lawsuit, does it?
It doesn't. It's just that we had, Rivera Gensomo supports the Integrity Project. But that's.
So does that mean that supervisors shouldn't talk to people that go up and have dinner up there?
You know, I don't know.
Or talk to the contractors that work up there?
I don't know what their game is.
I don't know.
I think that they feel, I think they should be listening to the public, and I think that if Rivera took up golf and went to the golf course, that would be a huge problem for some people. And I really think that they need to move beyond that, because we are a group of common sense people that coming up with common sense solutions, so.
Okay, so you're not tying this. You're not tying this to the Anselmo lawsuit by any means.
Not by any stretch.
Okay,
there's absolutely no way.
Okay, all right. That's 8 o'clock today at the on the county courthouse. Let us know how it happened. You know, we're going to be on, of course, on the air right then. But let us know what happens.
We'll do, Carl.
That's in about a half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Get going. Drink your coffee and get going.
Okay. All right. Thanks all a lot, Ruth.
You bet.
All right. Okay. Hey, Ruth Angel and the Integrity Project, they're having a rally on the court steps today. We're going to have RC Anselmo on here in about 5 or 6 minutes talking about this. He's been gone for a few months. Hold the button there.
Well, nothing like you had with Friday show.
Oh, you mean
how many times did
Joel
you bleep Stratton that
McClure?
Guy?
Yeah. Well, only once. I only got there once. And he goes, you mean I can't say that? And I went, well, no. No, you can't say those words. Oh. I said, it's not, you know. Anyway, you're not in Europe. Okay. When we come back, As I believe RC and Selma will be calling us. And then after that, of course, we have Greg Raff, and we're talking the military, ambits, and suicide. But we'll be right back here in a couple of seconds, right after the news. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are higher in early trading after a positive report on the U.S. housing market. At 10 a.m., the Dow's up about 54 points. Meanwhile, it's official. John Malone's Liberty Media is buying a more than 27% stake in Charter Communications. The price tag? Roughly $2.6 billion. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported Liberty was close to reaching a deal to buy a large stake in the cable operator. Liberty is buying the stake from Apollo Management, Oaktree Capital Management, and Crestview Partners. The deal is expected to close in the first half of the second quarter. And toy maker Lego is heading east. The Danish company is building its first factory in China as part of a plan to move production closer to Asia, its fastest-growing market. Construction on the new plant will start next year, and the plant will be fully operational by 2017 and employ 2,000 workers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you're driving right now, chances are the road was built with the help of municipal bonds. Bonds that finance bridges, schools, and roads. Good, sound municipal bonds. Made even better with municipal bond insurance. That's where Build America Mutual comes in. BAM, America's first mutual municipal bond insurer. We're rated AA stable and help save towns and cities money and protect municipal bond investors against loss. Find out more at buildamerica.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Community Talk Radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right, let's get going.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Reversion, someone. Good morning, RC.
Good morning. How do you guys hear me?
We're hearing you pretty good. Hearing you well.
And, you know, here you are on the front page again.
Am I? I did not know.
Yes. On the news, good old KRCR TV this morning, and in some front headlines, and Salmo gains edge on Shasta are the headlines.
Federal judge sends majority of case to county superior court.
Are they still using that same photograph?
Yes,
of me
in the cowboy hat. Yeah, I knew you'd be upset with that. He's going to hate this.
In the cowboy hat that looks like you're
with the checkered shirt.
With the checkered shirt, yeah. Right. You need to send them a new photo there.
They use what's on file. Well, okay.
What?
They use what's on file.
Yeah. No,
they had. Send them a new one. They've got one of Jones that is just Patrick Jones is absolutely horrible. It looks like he's sucking a lemon.
His high school yearbook photo.
Well, no, it looks like he's literally sucked on a lemon. You know, Patrick Jones, and that's one they use every time. And I said, "Well, don't you guys have a choice here?" And they said, "Yeah, we choose to use that one." Hey, okay.
That was better because if I go downtown, once I got recognized and the guy took the opportunity to puncture my tire, so it's probably good that I don't actually look like my photo.
Okay, hey, welcome back to the North State. I know you've been gone.
Yeah, that was a long trip. Just like I told you, I knew I'd be hitting the beach under fire when I got back.
Yeah, but you know what? It sounds like the fire's lifted at least for a while here. What was your take on this? It's that the judge,
well,
the
you know,
federal
the,
judge.
Look, I don't know. I caught part of what Ruth was saying, but I'm not sure people understand in detail the strength of this federal judge's ruling. What he did is he denied the injunction for the second time, which we did expect. But what he also did is he threw Shasta County out of his court. He kept my original civil rights complaint and my complaint on Amendment 1 regarding the chapel. He kept those in his court. What he threw out of his court was Shasta County's cross complaint. And he said, you better take that back to state superior court and try this stuff there because I'm not interested in whether or not somebody put in telephones in a horse barn, you know.
He said that's not what his job is up there at the feds from what I understand.
Right. But bear in mind, I mean, he was shouting at the Shasta County attorneys. He lost his cool. He said that they are a group of bad actors and he doesn't want to work for them in his court.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. So this comes back to the county. So it comes back to our superior court here. Didn't it start here?
Can you say that again, Carl?
Didn't it start back in Shasta County and it somehow worked its way up there?
Yeah, that's where I originally filed my original lawsuit. And then it was actually the county who asked for the that case to be combined with the case about the chapel in federal court, which for a short time the judge allowed to do, but he actually used my attorney's work as the legal pretext for getting it out of his court and remanding it to the state court.
Are you willing to? I mean, this thing has been going on for now, what, 4 years?
No, it's 6 years now.
Is it 6 years now? Wow.
6 years now.
Are you willing to sit down with him and just get this thing over with?
I always have been. And if you remember, not long ago, through a back channel, when they lost the previous motion for injunction, through an intermediary, I communicated to Glenn Hawes and I said, would you guys like to see a settlement proposal about this time? And they said, oh, sure, sure. So we sent one over. Nothing happened. No reply. What they did, in fact, is get ready to file for a second injunction. Well, that's what they did with my settlement proposal.
And your settlement proposal, you didn't ask for like $12 million and the children of anybody, did you? for the settlement?
It was just it was based on give me my permit, stop doing this to me, give me what I need to, you know, the permits that I've paid and applied for. Sooner or later, somebody's going to notice that when I pay for a permit, they owe me the service of providing it.
Since the county won't talk about it, why won't they give you the permit? What is their reasoning for not giving you the permit if you've paid for it? Because we've had Wyatt Paxton on, whose whole job is to get permits for people, and he says, yeah, he says, we put in, they paid for it. What do they say is why they, what is the reason they give for not giving the permit?
Well, ever since 2008, every permit that we've applied for is they take no action based on different criteria. They come for no matter what it is, they come up with a different excuse. For instance, we have our metal hay barn that stores our hay. We applied for that to be, you know, a building permit for it as an agricultural exempt structure. It's been a year and a half since they've been considering that permit application. They seem unable in a year and a half to determine whether or not it is an agricultural exempt building. It has three walls and a roof. It stores nothing but hay and tractors. What else could be more ag exempt than that?
Well,
and I don't know why when it's exempt you have to pay for it and apply for it anyway. Where's the
exemption
exactly?
But you have, though. You have applied for that permit and paid for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we got
same with the helicopter hangar. Same with the chapel is an interesting case.
Well, look, let's talk about that when we get back. I'm going to take a quick break here. Let me come back. Let's talk about the chapel because no matter how many times it's said and no matter how many times that people, you know, they choose not to listen as this is a private chapel. You're not having weddings there. You're not having events there. This is your chapel. And I want to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Radio Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Sroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scandelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Good morning, 7:44 in the morning here on the 19th of March here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We love their old-fashioned values because quality doesn't have to cost more. Whenever we have something that goes wrong with our heating or air conditioning, we call our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. They're available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. 221-2642 is their number, Alliance Heating and Air. Let's go back to the phones because we always know it's been the one of the biggest issues that has been going on in the North State for some time and on front page again this morning when on the in the record searchlight and on the news. We hope that this gets cleared up soon. We have Rivers and Salmo. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Linda.
Hey, RC. Okay, the chapel. Now that's the chapel, the question on the chapel. That's going forward in the federal court. But the chapel you built as a private place of worship. This is what you, this mm-hmm. is what you've said from the beginning. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Be advised, next Monday on the 25th, the county has brought another motion in the federal court, this similar to an injunction. They're asking the judge there to grant a summary judgment in favor of the county on that entire lawsuit. So don't look for that to be, you know, awarded to the county. If I were them, I'd feel just so terrible. They have to face me in federal court with this judge, and they know that judge despises them, is on to them. And, yeah, by the way, it'll be a case law. I'm the first person who has ever sued the government as an individual under our LUPA, which is the protection of the right to construct religious buildings.
Okay. You know, something else that other people need to know, too, is have you ever had a lawsuit before you came up to Shasta County? Were you ever involved in lawsuits? I mean, did you sue anybody?
No.
I mean, as everybody points out constantly, even though you haven't been in the movie business in 10 years or 12 years, you know, that's a very litigious business there. But yet you never were in lawsuits there, were you?
Yeah, super litigious. And people in that business, people threaten each other with lawsuits on a daily basis, you know. I've done that myself, never had to sue. I've sidestepped probably, you know, 300 threats. It's never come to it.
And here we are in Shasta County spending hundreds of thousands of dollars every year over this thing. Okay.
Yeah, I think the billing at this point, the last time, it's about $45,000 a month.
That's you or the county?
Well, the county. We every month we subpoena, well, we request in public information request the amounts that they're spending on this. We keep a close tab on it. We have to because our own accounts and theirs become a matter of record for settlement issues and, you know, recovery of attorney's costs. But it's an very expensive tort, and it gets more expensive as you head to trial.
So this is so the county you're saying is spending $45,000 a month.
Yeah.
About that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So where's the next step? Where are you going to next?
Well, I have to go to federal court next Monday and with my attorneys and present our, you know, argument against awarding the county the honor of a summary judgment in their favor when they red tagged my chapel.
You know, the, when they came out there, didn't they, I think they went out there and inspected the chapel, and all this. Was there anything, what came out of that? I mean, except, I heard their attorney say it was beautiful.
Even in their own pleadings, nobody alleges that it's deficient in any way, that it, is inadequate toward any code. It's so overbuilt, as you know. I mean, it's about 1,000 times more more solid, better engineered. It's meant to withstand 1,000 years of climate. And so nobody's ever alleged that there was something inadequate about the way it was constructed.
And
even they have never tried that.
And then the big thing on the Williamson Act was turned out to be a tempest in a teapot because the county had forgotten to put in.
No, it was an erroneous allegation that the chapel had somehow annoyed the Sacred Williamson Act. The tempest in on the ocean has become the fact that through the process of discovery, both sides discovered that there is no valid Williamson Act contract on any of my land. The county failed to do a number of the conditions precedent to entering into a valid Williamson Act contract. The contract, according to the State Department of Conservation, has been void since the day it was signed. So they actually, and they put that as a footnote in their pleading, which we have to go and, argue about on Monday. They admit that there's no Williamson Act contract. They stuffed that down in a little footnote in their documents. They're going to enrage the judge with that. In fact, what they have to do is redraft all their pleadings, excluding any alleged violation of Williamson Act contract provisions.
Yeah. Well, R.C., thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for being on today. I hope that you'll be able to call next Tuesday and tell, or when they, will there be a decision next Monday at all? Or are they just pleading?
There could be. He could rule on the spot. That's what the state court tends to do. That's why I don't mind being back in state court from time to time. They rule from the bench very often there. This judge usually takes a couple of days to write his opinion and decision. But we'll see them on Monday afternoon, and we should probably have that decision in 48 to 60 hours.
Well, you always got a spot here, so we can talk about it.
Thank you. We'll keep you posted.
Okay.
And I'll say, hey, I'll say, we're having lunch today. Don't forget to see you with my brand new clean teeth.
I hope we all have a victory party here soon, and that all of this is behind us. At the close of this 2013 year, it's just over. It's done.
I can't imagine. What would it be like to run a ranch and not have to defend it for the government?
You know what?
90% of the time.
I know that you... I know that, R.C., that you just want this thing over. I know the county just wants this thing over. What we want is for this to be over and all the taxpayer dollars and all the private money just to stop. And to let's just get on with, building Shasta County
and moving
ahead in a positive manner. I think everybody wants that.
Why not? I have no objection to that.
I know. I know you don't. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, R.C.
All right. See you soon.
You bet. Okay, we're going
to take
a break.
When we come back, we have some fun stuff to talk about before we get into our 8 o'clock hour. We've got some good news that's happening from around the world. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. Ow.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation, and the information with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish.
Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a Hopper. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the Hopper. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the Hopper.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. I don't care what you two do. I'm going to keep going forward in an optimistic manner. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts, great service all the time. Good people, give them a call at 530-365-3793.
You know, I want to shift it a little bit here and talk about something that's kind of fun and positive. And the thing is that I don't know, I just ask every time, you know, it comes to mind, I just say it out loud. I don't know if it's my age, if it's just that I feel like our society, you know, for those people who really want to have conservative values and, you know, you're fighting the system all the time. You know, some of the headlines that I come in and I read, I just go, I can't, that. You know, Britney Spears, you know, stupid stuff about, you know, a soccer game and, you know, shows her butt. Do we want to hear? I mean, so that's just like one in a multitude of things that I'm trying to just get through headlines. That's a headline. You know, Beyonce's got a new song out that says bleep in it because you can't even mention a word. Or it doesn't even, won't even show the word on the internet. So here's a good story. I think that we need to hear this today. It seems that spelling savvy runs in the Sierra Shoemaker's family. The 12-year-old's mom competed in spelling bees as a girl, according to the news. But Friday's Bee at Sierra's California School District almost put the youngster out of the running this year, all due to a judging gaffe. Is it a gaffe?
No, it's a gaffe. You had it right.
Okay, I just was.
Yeah, but what kind?
I was seeing if you're paying attention.
I always. You know what? I am the omnipresent. I'm like the owl that sits up here.
Sierra
looking around.
She spelled the word Braille. She knew she had it right. The judges, however, claimed the word only had one L in it because that incorrect spelling appeared on their answer sheet at the Selma School District spelling bee. So she said, even though the audience caught the error, she knew better than to make a stink about it in competition, even if it meant elimination. So she goes on to say, I didn't want to say anything because if the word master tells you that you got the word wrong, you don't really argue with him. Fortunately, the school community got behind her. ABC News reports that an initial appeal on Sierra's behalf was rejected by the county, but her school appealed the appeal and won.
Well, you know what?
She is going to compete in the 2013 Fresno County Spelling Bee, which takes place March 21st. That's a great story.
Well, you know what the bad part of this is? Is that they didn't uphold her appeal to begin with. Hey, the people that were monitoring this can't spell. I mean, shouldn't there be like a rule that says the people that are monitoring the spelling bee should be able to spell the words?
And she knew. It's two L's. And everybody like, what do you mean it's, or one L? It's one L. Two L's? What is it? It's two L's.
It's two L's.
But they thought it was one L because of the sheet in front of them.
Anyway.
Anyway, good news.
But that's right. But see, and this is what's wrong. They looked in front of them. They said, this has got to be right. It's written like this. It must be right. You're wrong. Anyway, hey, we have to run.
Good news for that, though.
It was good news.
Justice,
you know what?
Justice
she
prevails.
Stood up for herself, and that's what counts.
And her community.
And her community. Hey, you know what? I hope you go all the way, hon. All right. We're going to take a quick break here for the news, and we'll be right back with talking with AmVets and our veterans. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Seven Marines are dead in Nevada, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's home state.
We don't know exactly what happened, but it was a violent explosion, we know that.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has what we know live.
Marine spokesman Master Sergeant J.D. Kress giving the military's official details.
A fatal accident occurred during a training exercise shortly before 10 p.m. Monday at Hawthorne Army Depot in Nevada, resulting in seven service members killed and injuring several others.
The identities of those killed will be provided 24 hours after primary next of kin have been notified, and the status of the injured will be provided as it becomes available. Commanding Officer Major General Raymond C. Fox offering condolences in an official statement, calling it a tragic incident. Dave?
Courtney, Russia calls this an extremely dangerous development, blaming Syrian rebels for using a chemical weapon in an attack that left 25 dead, but rebels claim it was regime troops who fired the poison gas. The U.S. says there's no evidence yet either side used a chemical weapon. A leading Tea Party Republican is now backing what some conservatives decry as amnesty for illegals. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, immigration reform will not happen, according to Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul,
until conservative Republicans, like myself, become part of the solution.
Paul tells the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce he is endorsing a pathway to citizenship, but he takes issue with proposals for a national ID card and the so-called E-Verify system to make sure potential workers are legal.
I don't like the idea of making every business owner a policeman.
And Paul says immigration reform's conversations start by acknowledging we are not going to deport 12 million people. Dave?
Rich, Catholics are rejoicing. Pope Francis held his inaugural mass after going through the crowd, kissing a baby, blessing a man in a wheelchair. His message?
Amid so much darkness, we need to see the light of hope.
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
10 years ago, President Bush told us we were going to war.
Helping Iraqis achieve a united, stable, and free country will require our sustained commitment.
A decade later, U.S. troops are gone, but on the eve of that anniversary, a wave of bombings in Baghdad, at least 56 are dead, more than 200 wounded. President Obama heads to the Middle East tonight for a trip that will include talks with Israelis and Palestinians. The Senate could today follow the House's suit and approve a plan to fund the government through September, but there's a partisan divide over the budget beyond that.
We actually balanced the budget by cutting spending and not raising taxes.
That's Republican House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan, but Democrat Joe Crowley's against it.
The Republican budget is the same baby with a new diaper, and eventually this diaper will have to be changed once again.
Democrats want what they call a balanced approach of cuts and tax increases. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 9 points as home builders report they broke ground on new construction last month at the second fastest pace in 4.5 years. It's a pretty much normal day at the University of Central Florida. But some on campus are a little freaked out about what could have happened yesterday.
UCF business major James Oliver Sivakumaran is dead by his own hand, but police also found a homemade bomb and an assault rifle.
Anybody armed with this type of weapon and ammunition could have hurt a lot of people here, particularly in a crowded area as people were evacuating.
Campus Police Chief Richard Berry and the FBI say he planned to kill many people, but perhaps took his own life when his plan fell through somehow. It's left students in a near daze.
The cops had guns and we're telling everyone to run.
It's just one of those things that, you never know.
And the floor where the dorm room is, still off limits. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Today is the last day of winter and they are sick of it in New England. A new storm has dumped nearly a foot of snow today and more is coming. In the south, tens of thousands are without power after severe storms went through. Baseball-sized hail reported in Mississippi. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 8:05 on March the 19th, the day before spring, right, everybody? 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've got a full hour here planned, so let's start off with our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 16 points at 14,468. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1551, and the NASDAQ is down 2 at 3235. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 22 cents at $12.78, and Research in Motion up 2 cents at $15.04. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 8 cents at $9.24, and Pacific Gas Electric is up 14 cents at $43.50. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.91%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is trading down 29 cents at $93.82. Gold is up $4.90 at $1,609.50. Silver is up 12 cents at $29 even. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Community Drive to their offices and talk to them, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Good people that know what they're talking about. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors.
They're a great team.
They are a great team. We had lunch with them the other day, and just besides knowing what they're talking about, they're very personable, and we had a great lunch with them.
It is the 19th of March. If you're just tuning in at this 8 o'clock hour at KCNR, we're going to talk about the weather here, our forecast. It is currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We have a 50% chance of rain today with our temperatures reaching to 66. It looks like we are ready for rain this evening with temperatures around 53 degrees. Tomorrow, get your pads off of your chairs, folks. We did it last night. Put them out for the weekend. Take them in for this for tonight and tomorrow, because it looks like our forecast is showing 100% chance of showers and, again, tomorrow night raining. So the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have with us Greg Raffa, who is part of our AmVets here, a big part of our post, the Mojo post here. In fact, Senator Johannesson is going to be with us Thursday.
Excellent.
We're going to talk about things, but we're here to talk about a serious problem that's facing our veterans and our military right now. But we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back with these messages. Call Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the
laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Reading Crown Motors and the crew there. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the North State. Your neighbors giving you great deals on whatever you want as far as cars, trucks, or SUVs, whether they're previously owned or brand new. And who wouldn't want a Ram truck, the 2013 truck of the year? They take great pride in their vehicles and also their service department. They will get your car back onto the road if it needs anything for its, or, you know, for its mileage checks and all this. They'll get it back on the road quickly. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading. Our guest is Greg Raffa. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, sir.
And Greg is the, well, besides just being a veterans activist, you know, an AMVETS, but you head up 21 of the AMVET posts here in Northern California. Is that correct?
That's correct. The farthest one that we reach out to is over there in Eureka, Alturas in the north. And we plan on branching out and we all go down to San Jose, Stockton, Modesto, West Sacramento, Santa Rosa. And, you know, it's a chain of command. You have a post commander, then a district commander. And we're a family, Team AMVETS.
And the how many members are in AMVET? Would you say nationwide, California-wide?
California-wide, right now we're getting close to 13,000. We're fourth in the nation, And we're small, and but at the same time, we're in the trenches. We are so compact, and we have so much money that we want to give out to so many different programs that we do. We have a great service foundation out of Los Angeles. Jim Pigeon is our president down there, and we have a charitable trust that we're putting together. And we just started a new program, which I think you'll be really interested if I can get him to come up here. Commander Early Aguilar just started a new committee, Golf Whiskey Tango, for young veterans, and they came up here and did a membership drive at Shasta College. And, of course, out of that, we picked up the president of the Shasta College and Ryan from Wounded Warrior Program, and we're praying to God he'll be our next first vice commander. But our whole goal is to, in the Department of California, is bring in young veterans, give them a position, and mentor them now. You know, every VSO is suffering throughout the whole United States, but AMVETS is really taking a lead on this.
Can we start? I want to – okay, you guys – meaning Carl and meaning you, Greg. You have served our country. You're very involved, and you use abbreviations. You use would you please, for people who are driving right now or getting out of the car or getting out of the shower or whatever they're getting ready, can we start from the very beginning? What is AMVETS?
Okay, in 1943, in Collier Magazine, 1 million veterans were on the front cover. Wanting to start their own veterans organization. And they didn't want to join the VFW or the American Legion. It was their era, the World War II veterans, and they come up with American Veterans of World War II. It went through a transitional period. Then it was called American Veterans of World War II and also Korea. Then they added Vietnam. And then finally in 1984, pretty much were known, President Reagan said, every veteran needs a home, so why don't we make it AMVETS? We worked with a resolution. AMVETS is an acronym for American Veterans.
Okay, and so they wanted to start an organization. When you said 1 million vets that were on a magazine cover, and so what did they want their organization to stand for?
Well, they wanted to make sure that the entitlements that were coming to our veterans, especially home loans, education, working with our legislators, and also knowing that we, you know, in those days it wasn't really called PTSD. And, you know, they fought hard for all of us. It wasn't until our generation, the Vietnam veterans, that said we'll never leave a veteran behind because Korea wasn't considered a war. Vietnam certainly wasn't. And, so we, Carl, you're always out there. You too, Linda, welcome home our veterans. And, you know, this is a great organization. They're all great organization. I encourage every veteran to take a look at a VSO, Veteran Service Organization, and pick one and join it. Our post, we really don't believe in meeting in a bar. And, you know, we've all been there and done that. We meet at a coffee shop, and it's a good thing. We have a lot of consultations. And if you want to party afterwards, go to the VFW and American Legion. Have a good time. But just take your keys. Make sure you have a designated driver.
you know, the thing about it is that the fact is that there's so many veterans, maybe not as many as people think, but there's so many veterans that if they just applied themselves and, when I say applied themselves, if they could focus on a point and come together, they could change so much that, that affects veterans. But like, all Americans, we all have the bright ideas, and there's 50 different organizations all trying to do the same thing. You know, I joined AMVETS, as I have joined a few other organizations, but AMVETS constantly moves forward, constantly. You know, the thing I like about AMVETS is that it pulls in, it wants the younger people. It actively goes after younger veterans to turn it over to them so that Greg and I can sit back in a rocking chair and watch them move forward with it. But it's not something that's going to happen by itself.
No, that's true.
You've got to do it. And we've got so many concerns facing our veterans today that it's just unbelievable. And for some reason, things have changed. I don't know why. I don't know why things have changed so much in the last 20 years. Maybe it's because we've been at war for 12 years. Maybe that's got a lot to do with it.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. Back in 2009 and 10, I met this gentleman who's going to be on the air here. We started hearing all of the plights of how many suicides were coming back out of Afghanistan and Iraq. And we still have a lot of veterans today, and Tom Dowlin will touch on that. So AMVETS took the lead on this, getting this 800 number for a crisis line. And, you know, we meet veterans daily. Wear a wristband and so forth. One of the things that right now I sit on a homeless veterans committee. We're getting ready to do our budget coming up to do a line item. We're really trying to put the money where we can help the veterans. We don't get paid salaries. You know, we're pretty much, volunteers. We're lucky if we can get gas mileage for what we do, and we do. But you know, the bottom line is we're not getting $20,000, $30,000 per position in a department level, like so many other veteran service organizations. And I think they're changing too and realizing that, you know, you gotta put your money where your mouth is to help the veterans. And that's what AMVETS is all about. So Tom Dowlin has done an excellent job coming on board to be the suicide prevention chairman for California. He works on a national level, testifies to the legislature. He's a great guy.
All right. Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we come back. Let's bring Tom Dowlin on. Let's talk about one of the big challenges facing us today with our military, our veterans, and our returning veterans. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Let us do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Casino on Sunday, March 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Carving station with prime rib and baked ham, plus a waffle station. Buffet includes steamed clams, grilled salmon, eggs benedict, along with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adult, $18.95. Children 5 to 12 years, $7.95. Kids under 4 eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
To KCNR 1460. We have a caller. It's 8:22 in the morning, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster, guaranteed to jobs that other shops don't dare to
Reading Crackmaster
do.
Windshield
That's
repair.
That's right. From small chips up to 24 inches. Give Jeff a call. We trust him completely with our windshield. Give him a call at 241-8373. That's Crackmaster. Let's get to the phones right now. We've had a caller waiting. So happy to have you with us this morning. It's Tom
Dowen.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Linda.
Yeah, hey, Tom, this is Carl on the bot, and thank you so much for being on the show. Now, you know, I know you do so much for our veterans, but what is your exact title here?
The exact title would be just Suicide Prevention Coordinator for AMVETS of California.
Okay, and can you tell us, unfortunately, is this a real busy job?
You know what, Carl? It is turning into a busy job. The more involved I get in it, into this program, the more there is to do, the more that I can do, the more that the team AMVETS can do.
You know, we had the one of the national level commander from back in the Pentagon with us talking about suicide in the military. That this year was set a new record as far as suicides go in the military. And one of the questions I asked him was, okay, that's on active duty. What about the reserves and the National Guard that come back? I said, what is their ratio? And his answer was, we don't know, because he says once they're off active duty, we don't count them anymore. But I know that that AMVETS and there's so many other organizations must be trying to take care of this too.
Well, let me explain it to you as best I can. Until recently, well, actually, as of 07, the count was 18 veterans a day were committing suicide. Now, recently, as early as last year, that rate has jumped to 22 veterans committing suicide. This is daily. And, in fact, as you look, put this in perspective, we've got 22 veterans a day committing suicide. That's almost one an hour. This is ridiculous. Nevertheless, the accounting procedure has to do with different states, the way they report. Actually, a person dies, the people that do the counting have no way of knowing whether he is a veteran or is not a veteran. We have states that are complying slowly. More of them are coming on board. As they come on board, this rate will probably increase.
Okay, so we're talking about 8,000 a year. About 8,000 a year.
That's correct. 8,000 a year.
Now, is this all ages? This is all ages. This is World War II, Korea, Vietnam,
yes,
the whole thing. Okay.
The majority, now the majority is between age 50 and 59. Men and women veterans are the 70% percentile are committing suicide.
50 to 59. So that's post Vietnam almost.
Correct. Yeah, the Vietnam guys are getting up there. The youngsters would be in that neighborhood.
The youngsters young ones, or they would be into the next conflict, I believe, was Desert Shield, Desert Storm.
Correct.
But they haven't reached the, for the most part, haven't reached the war on terror for the last 10 years.
Correct.
That's interesting. One of the things that I found interesting too, or not interesting, in maybe in a ghoulish way, but when we had the man on from the national level, the commander, he said that many of the ones that were committing suicide had never deployed to combat. Which
I have also read that.
Have you read that too?
Yes, I have.
And so, okay, now. You have, as being the coordinator for the, the anti-suicide or counter-suicide, prevent suicides in our military, are you receiving much assistance from the state on this?
From the state of California?
Yes, sir.
In general, I'm on the board of directors for Tulare and Kings County Suicide Prevention Task Force. I've just been involved in that about 3 months now, and we are working very well together, but this is just a two-county effort. I actually, from the state, no support.
Okay.
Not that they wouldn't. We just haven't contacted the state regards to funds for this.
Well, we have Greg, of course we have Greg Raffa with us today. Greg, do you know what the statistics are for Shasta County by any chance?
As far as suicide goes?
Are they keeping track of this?
No, they're not keeping track of that. And we have to do better to do an outreach like Tom Dowen just said. I'm hoping that our young veterans, our youngest post commander, Sabrina French, will do a presentation to the county supervisor, and certainly we'd love to have a suicide prevention here in Shasta County and working with all the VSOs. It's something for us to really take a hard look at and even contact the sheriff's department and also work with the police department. You remember the veteran that came down from Washington State that committed suicide, the United States Marine Corps. And that happened, and a task force came in there, and he just blew his brains out with his .45, and that set us all off.
Well, you know, I think that kind of what Tom's doing, you know, in suicide prevention is, you know, maybe adding another facet to our Shasta County Veterans Service Office there that maybe is a coordinator for this. And because, obviously, the sheriff does all the autopsies and has all the causes of death, that he should be able to – they should be able to tell us if how many veterans that we have that are that have committed suicide, I would imagine. I hope that, you know, I hope that there's, I know they've got suicide prevention hotlines out there. I know that anytime you're around the VA or anything like this, but it's still something that, that I'd be interested in. We have so many veterans up here in the North State.
I just asked a question to Tom. You know, I brought some materials up here for Carl and Linda Bott, and, the coasters and the pamphlets and, the armbands. And Tom, if you take the lead on that for me, I'd really appreciate it.
Hey, Tom, we've got about a minute right here before we have to take a break. So, get it, you know, so if you want to get the start on this.
Okay, the facts is, as the armbands go, we received quantities of material from the VA facilities in our area. Among them are wristbands, armbands, camouflage in color, and it says support our veterans. On the inside of that bracelet is the suicide hotline phone number. I have more I'd like to say if,
I tell you what.
Hang on after the break and come back.
Oh yeah, absolutely, Tom. We want to do that. So we're going to take a quick, take a news break here in a couple of spots and then we'll bring you right back on after that. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're talking with Greg Raff and Tom Down. We're talking about suicide prevention for our veterans. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. An explosion in Nevada kills 7 Marines, sending more to the hospital. The cause under investigation.
A fatal accident occurred during a training exercise shortly before 10 p.m. Monday at Hawthorne Army Depot in Nevada, resulting in 7 service members killed and injuring several others from the 2nd Marine Division, which is based out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Marine spokesman Master Sergeant J.D. Kress. Pope Francis celebrating his inaugural Mass at the Vatican.
After receiving the papal fisherman's ring, made of silver this time, not gold, and the Pope's pastoral scarf, he preached to the hundreds of world leaders and the faithful. About 150,000 came, asking them to protect nature and each other.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh. It's 3 life prison sentences for a Chardon, Ohio teenager who killed 3 other students in his high school cafeteria last year, T.J. Lane. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yo, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot. It is 8:34 in the morning. Our lines are open, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I got my hair cut yesterday and done well. And in fact, it was done perfectly.
High and tight, baby.
Perfectly. It was done perfectly there. By the men in black. Yes. Okay. And, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Great people down there, DC Tim and the men in black. Okay. Let's go back to, we've got, of course, Greg Raffa here who, his heads up 21 of the, MVET post right here in North, in the North State. But we have Tom Dowen on who is the, he's the, suicide prevention coordinator for AMVETS for California, among other things. So good morning, Tom, and welcome back.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay.
I wonder if I might take a few minutes and, give you a little history on our program.
Sure.
Outgoing commander at our national conference in 2010 mentioned the ungodly number of suicides had outraced the actual number of veterans killed in combat. I got to thinking about this after about a week of this, and I said, well, this is absolutely ridiculous. We need to do something about it. In California, we've got 2.2 million veterans. We need to do something to help our guys. These are our guys. So we initiated this program. We presented it at our local department executive committee. It was embraced. The program gathered speed during 2011. In 2012, at our executive conference in Santa Maria, after I gave another presentation on suicide prevention, a young veteran stood up, came up to the microphone, and announced that he personally knew a veteran that was saved through our efforts. At the initiation of this program, we had written down that we would probably never know if we saved anybody. But we have the testimony of this young veteran, and the name of the program, Operation Save Just One, just became a success. Since then, we have gone on. One more successful journey that we had was reported. One of our posts down south was handing out stress balls. One of the kid, whatever function they were at, one of the kids got the stress ball. He's playing with it. He takes it home. His mom looks at this stress ball, reads all the writing on it. It has the telephone numbers for suicide hotline. She got to thinking, well, this is her cousin Fred, I think the name was. He's having problems. She took the ball over to cousin Fred. Cousin Fred called the number. Cousin Fred was rescued because of this. Cousin Fred was a civilian. The whole concept now is We don't care if we save a civilian. Every civilian knows a veteran.
You save somebody, yeah.
And all we're trying to do is get that phone number out to veterans and let them know that help is available.
Is this phone number, do you have the phone number, is this the one that's on the arm, on the wristband?
Yeah, that 1-800-273-8255, press 1.
That's right, and I have that on, wearing it right now, and it's a fashion statement if you're in the military or former military. It's a camouflaged green and yellow and such, but it's got the number on there. And maybe it's symbolic for Linda and I, right now, you know, for us, but it's not for a lot of people, my friends. And we have these wristbands. You can get them through AmVets. We're going to have a few of them here. I'm going to take some of them to the Gun Owners of California this Saturday. They're having a big dinner. This also on the 30th, we have the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans event on the 30th. I think people should pick up some get some wristbands for that. For again, it is, we're trying to do is prevent suicide in our military and in our veterans. And the way you do that is, one is recognize the symptoms. So, Tom, is there, when we had the people on, it was that, we've had a variety of people on talking about how we can help our veterans, and especially on, from harming themselves. What are some of the signs?
Yes. I'm sure that, Greg Raffa has the cards there, a wallet card that has the 5 and 10. Most common signs of suicide prevention, but depression seems to be the biggest sign that possibly something is wrong. Excessive alcohol, drugs, this kind of thing, but depression always seems to be first on the list.
I think that we've got talking about anxiety, agitation, feeling there's no reason to live, rage or anger, engaging in risky activities without thinking, increasing alcohol or drug abuse, withdrawal. From friends and family, the ones that require immediate attention, thinking about hurting or killing yourself, looking for ways to kill yourself, talking about death, self-destructive behaviors, drug abuse. Now, here's the thing, is one of the things that we were always taught when we were on active duty was, if you suspected somebody was thinking about this, is to ask them directly. Ask them if they're thinking about killing themselves. And that question will save their lives, because many times they will answer you. And if the answer is yes, you can get them help. But if you just suspect it, you need to ask the individual.
That's correct.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Greg Raffa and Tom Dowen of our AmVets. Tom is the coordinator for the suicide prevention for the veterans here in California. And of course, Greg Raffa heads up 21 of the posts for AmVets and is a veteran, such a supporter of veterans and a veterans activist. So we'll be right back after these words.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops, mistake granite things, are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Brett Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460. Yeah, I feel you. Do you feel me? Do you feel me, Linda? Do you feel me?
I feel that this program this morning is, has us all thinking. We have, we've had calls coming in. We've got Tom on the line. There's still a lot of unfinished, answers. And I'm sure that what I'm feeling is the anticipation of getting to hear the answers.
Okay. Hey, Tom, Dowen, who is heads up the suicide prevention for veterans here in California for AmVets, and then Greg Raffa, who is one of our veteran activists, but also heads up, he oversees 21 of the AmVet posts up here in Northern California. Tom, do you have any final thoughts here before we cut you loose?
Well, just final thoughts. I just wanted to mention that when I first joined the AmVets organization, it's the first I had to do with veterans organizations. As I got farther along, 1 or 2 years into the organization, talking to AmVets, talking to any veterans, absolutely no idea that there were any help available at any way. Problem being, especially in the Vietnam era, came time to get out, they got discharged. They didn't want anything to do with the VA. They didn't want anything to do with veterans. Didn't want anything to do with anybody. Subsequently, there are so many veterans out there that have no idea that help is available. This telephone number is an example of help that they did not know was available. This program did not start with the VA until 07.
Wow.
So many people got out before 07. Absolutely no idea that there was help available. Subsequently, that was the whole flux of our Operation Save Just One. And my understanding is, I'm not positive about the numbers, but the largest majority of veterans in the state of California are in your area. They're up north.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've got a lot of veterans up here. As far as numbers, as ratio goes, anyway. Okay, the number again is 1-800-273-8255, and then you press 1. If you'd rather chat with somebody, you can go to veteranscrisisline.net, or you can text 838-255, which is where a lot of our young veterans do today if they don't want to be on the phone. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for what you do.
Carl, Linda, I appreciate the opportunity to outreach, and thank you again. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tom.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Greg, you got a couple other things here before we,
Yeah, you know, Carl, you brought up an interesting point, you know, and let's carry this a step. Ever notice when you see an individual with a dog that, hi, beautiful dog, but you never talk to the human being? And Carl, you said it directly that, we need to do an outreach on a personal level. Every day that I go out in the community in our post, we all ask everybody if you are a veteran. If you're not, we come right back. You're a true American, aren't you? But that's how we do the outreach. And we've had some people come into our post, young veterans. We've gotten them into Martinez with brain trauma injuries. There's a program down in Yountville, Cause for the Pause. They have dogs now that they're letting their dogs come in there for a four-month, six-month program. The Lions Club has really adopted that at Yountville. We have a post down there. Listen, you know, there's so many entitlements and the anger issues and the frustration. We have a veteran, Orlando Resendez, a good friend of mine, a past commander down there. It took him 5 years to get his claim. He's now finally 100%. They walk away. A lot of them get angry at clinics. It doesn't matter if it's Redding or Chico. We have some outstanding service officers here. Bob Dunlap, Jim Young, that I know personally the longest out of all of them. But we also have an outstanding young veteran that we hired, James Wolski out of Chico. These people in AMVETS are nationally accredited and they're trained and they know exactly what they're doing. I send a lot of people to Travis Air Force Base to Donald Hughes, who was an outstanding service officer down in Travis. A lot of our veterans now are trying to get outside of this area. You can go to Beale, you can go to Travis, but they got a great hospital there. So there's so many things that our post is doing, all the posts in California. Listen, join a veterans organization. Our next meeting will be April 11th at Tobacco and Brew, the second Thursday of the month. Come on over and meet the youngest post commander in the Department of California. She just turned 32. We're proud of that. We have a living icon that we have a high standard that we set out of our post. And young veterans, come on in. My job is to mentor everybody. I'm an old codger. I know every one of the rules and regulations. And, you know, we're just trying to push young veterans up to the top. Hopefully we're going to have a state commander in the next 5 or 6 years from the North State right here locally.
Well, we deserve that. I mean, as far as, like I said, you know, active, done a lot. You look at the size of the community of veterans. The post named after Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Mojo Post, who is, you're right, is an icon, headed up the Veterans Department here in California, and is still active in Veterans Affairs, as everybody knows. In fact, he's going to be on the show Thursday. We're going to be talking a number of different things, but veterans will just be part of it. Greg Raffitt, thank you so much for what you do.
One last point. You were there at the Wounded Warrior fundraiser, Our Ladies Auxiliary Dead, the first one in the North State of California.
What a huge success. We talked about that.
Yeah. Lindia Kent and Our Ladies Auxiliary, we're very proud
Congrats
of our ladies.
Congrats to the gang for putting that on. Yeah. It really was a great event. And a nice turnout. It was like two or three things that were happening in that evening in the Reading area, and it was nice to see people came out because, you know, when your hearts are in the hands of those people who have served our country, it's really important to show up and give thanks to just by being present is a very big thing.
Yes.
What's your phone number there, Greg, if people need to get a hold of you?
707-372-1600, and that's 24/7. I don't care to be woken up. That's what we do. Carl and Linda and Bob, we're here to help our veterans and our community. So Godspeed to every one of you, okay?
You too, Greg. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everywhere around the world, they
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Honey, did you hear something? Honey?
She can't hear me.
Who are you?
I'm the voice of all the money you've been losing by wasting water. Leaking toilet flappers can waste gallons of water and cost you a chunk of change.
So if I just fix my leaky toilets, I can keep all that money?
Well,
Hey, honey, I'm gonna go fix the toilet. No sense in flushing away our money.
Learn how to save money and save water at the free Water Smart Workshop, sponsored by the City of Reading Water Utility, on Wednesday, March 20th at City Hall. Learn how to change a toilet flapper, read your water meter, check for irrigation leaks, and more. Drop into the River Conference Room anytime between 11 and 4 and join us in celebrating Fix a Leak Week. A free residential Be Water Smart kit will be available for the first 250 households. This Water Smart Workshop is brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back.
No, I won't.
Carl and Linda Bach. KCNR 1460 down. Community Talk Radio for the North State. KCNR1460.com is our website, and you can jump in the chat room or give us a call. We've got like 4 or 5 minutes left. Tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinkle is going to be on. We're going to be talking, you know, realignment, of course, and the latest about what's going on with that. There's going to be a realignment conference or meeting on Monday, and we're going to talk something about that too. You think about this with, you know, Greg Raff was just in here and Tom Dowland was on about the military and suicides. And the thing that concerns me the most is we're not keeping track of that up here in Shasta County. Or if we are, I don't know where the numbers are. I don't know who I would talk to. But I'm going to ask the sheriff that tomorrow is, when we're keeping, you know, people dying under, from their own hand, is there anything that says they're veterans? And the big surprise was that it's between 50 and 59, which is really at the very earliest time for the Vietnam vets. And it's before our young men and women that were in the war on terror, which has been going on forever. And it seems that they will continue to go on forever, until President Obama does something, which is what I don't understand is why people don't hold him to that. Okay. Easter egg roll. April 1st, Easter egg roll. It's held at the White House. And
what?
Everybody goes out. Easter egg roll. It's Easter egg. You know, you go out to the White House and all these thousand kids.
Why do you call it roll?
That's what it's called. Cause they roll, cause it rolls the egg down the hill down there.
So
it's
not a hunt.
No, it's an Easter egg roll. I know, maybe they hunt for them, but it's Easter egg roll. You know, this morning, and it could have changed because it's changing hourly. It seems like it was people that had tickets to this, and these are congressmen and senators and people going to drawings, and then, of course, really rich people who give money to Obama. You know, their kids and grandkids are in it. Well, they sent out the possibility there could be a cancellation of the Easter egg roll at the White House because of sequestration. Can you believe that? The Easter egg roll. He goes down to play golf with Tiger, and it cost $1 million. Because, you know, if you're going to go down and play golf, you got to have Secret Service and the Air Force One.
Is there something wrong with this picture?
Well, you know, I think so. I mean, why can't we have an Easter egg roll at the White House?
After us, it's taxpayers. I mean, come on.
Well,
are they public servants?
No, they're not. They stopped being public servants a long time ago. Look at what's happening right here in Shasta County. I mean, you get into that. I mean, excuse me, why are we spending $45,000 a month on lawsuits? that we don't have to? Why do we, you know, what's going on with the money? Why don't they treat this money like it's coming out of their own pocket? Why don't they treat it like it's coming out of their own pocket? Like today I saw that this congressman, I think he's from Oklahoma, I'm not sure, I never even got his name. He says it is reprehensible to think that you are cutting the tuition assistance for the military. People going to college right now, trying to better themselves on active duty in between deployments. You're cutting tuition assistance for them and their families. At the same time, you're giving $25 million in educational funds to Pakistan, and yet you won't fund the U.S. military. Yet you're going to give their education, yet you'll give it $25 million to Pakistan. He's going to introduce a bill tomorrow, if this isn't fixed, that will end that and take that money and shift it over to the tuition assistance for our troops. I mean, how stupid is this? Does anybody else see this? To see how ridiculous this is? That we give money to other countries when we don't take care of our own? Look at our infrastructure. By the way, let's do a shout out and a hello to Bertha and Mike.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why. Good friends of ours.
I just sent her an email.
You know, good friends of ours. And they spent $3,000 on a radio system so they could listen to us. So, hey, hello. How you doing? You know,
well, they're right on
the river.
So
there,
sometimes when you're right on the water.
They made their whole house into an antenna just so they could listen to us in the morning. So Bertha and Mike, good morning.
Friends, owners of the Fly Shop, and they do so much. You want to talk about community outreach.
Yeah.
And, that they also have, where they have special scholarships to send kids to the Fly Shop camps. I mean, they do so much for our community, really.
Anyway. Okay, tomorrow we've got Sheriff
Tom
Bisinkle.
And they're going to Washington,
yeah.
And they might not even get the chance to take a tour of the White House. Well, I would be so PO'd.
Well, they canceled the kids out of South Carolina. They're going up. Now, the kids are standing outside the fence at the White House. Their little faces pushed up against the fence because they won't let them come
to a tour. Pick it.
All right, tomorrow, Tom Bisinkle. And we'll also find out what happened with the rally down there at the county courthouse. Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A training tragedy for the U.S. military in a deadly explosion in Nevada. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal has this live.
Lisa, the explosion happened during a live fire training exercise last night at the Hawthorne Army Depot south of Reno,
resulting in 7 service members killed and injuring several others from the 2nd Marine Division, which is based out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
And that's Marine Master Sergeant J.D. Kress. Another Marine Corps official says a mortar round exploded unexpectedly. This site is used for ammunition storage and disposal. Nevada was chosen as the site for this depot after a deadly explosion more than 80 years ago at the depot's old site in New Jersey, Lisa.
Jessica, each side accusing the other in Syria of using chemical weapons. The U.S. investigating.
We are looking carefully at the information as it comes in.
White House spokesman Jake Carney won't confirm or deny any intelligence details.
All I can tell you is that this is an issue.